Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Cosme of Lava, filling in for Cosme today. And our guest is Linda. So Linda, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. My name is Linda Fanaris, and I'm the CEO of Millennium Agency. I actually have two other entities as well. One is called Cannabis Brands, which is a marketing firm specifically for the cannabis industry. And another company, which is called Eclatant Botanicals, which is an organic skincare line. So I have three entities. I'm located in Boston, and that's about it. We've been in business. The agency has been in business for about 23 years.
So how do you manage your time running all these companies?
Yeah, everybody asks that question. So it's a really great question. So Millennium is really our largest entity. So most of my focus does go on that particular business. And Cannabis Brands is a bit of a sister company to that. We do very similar things. So the type of work that we do is very, which syncs up very well with Millennium Agency. So that's relatively easy to manage because it's almost just doing one job twice, frankly, which we all know how to do. And then the other company, which is Eclatant, which has been around for like 2 or 3 years, is relatively new. It's a consumer-based product. It definitely was taking some longer to get moving, but I usually try to put most of my time into Millennium and cannabis, and then the third being Eclatant. So it's definitely a juggling act. It's always based on priority and what needs the most attention and when.
Okay, that's great. So I want to ask how you got the idea to start being the entrepreneur at the first place. Like, how did you thought of that? I should start a business and I should do this. So how did you got the idea?
So I worked for high tech for about 12 years. And that was great. I mean, tech was really sort of hot back then. It was just sort of an emerging market. It's growing really quickly. Lots of changes and lots of ups and downs, of course, as well. So the reason I made that transition was primarily because I had a child and then I had a second child, and that required a lot more of my time. And frankly, back then, part-time was not a big priority for executives. It wasn't something that could actually happen. And I was able to do that for a little while, but then I realized in order to sort of have the autonomy that I wanted and the flexibility that I wanted, and I like to be my own decision maker, I decided to just make that transition. And it's a scary transition for anybody who is an entrepreneur or who's making that sort of small business shift from working for a company where you have a secure position to something that you're really having to take a big risk on, and taking that big leap of faith and then having to hire staff and all of that can be, you know, quite challenging, quite scary, and really risky. I'm a firm believer, though, if you love to do something, which I love to do marketing, obviously, and you can be persistent in your passion and in your, you know, be determined and focused, then you'll get to where you want to get to.
Sure. So what was your biggest challenge in starting this business?
Yeah, that's a great, I hate to talk about this, but in a sense, I will speak about it because I started the company a little bit while I was working for the other company. But when I really decided to make that big shift and like hire some staff and invest in the company and actually like get larger space, office space, it was right. It was like August of 2001. So it was right before September 11th. So what had happened is I made that transition. And then the next month, really, the world frankly stopped. And our focus was elsewhere, you know, and it was a scary time. And I really questioned whether, like, what is going on here? Am I really making the right choice? And should I just backpedal right now? But I had made that decision. When you think about something and you take a long time to make the change into a big leap of faith like this, it's something that you have to own and just embrace and go for it. Because if you don't go for it, you'll never know on the other end. So I just made the decision and the promise to myself that I would frankly just kind of keep my head down, stay focused on the end goal, and try not to think about too much else that was going on around me, although very devastating, but that was the key as far as the entrepreneurial spirit.
So how do you use your marketing knowledge and expertise in your e-commerce brand and to grow it further?
Yeah, we do a lot. I mean, a lot of it's online. We do social media, obviously, video. We do a lot of outreach. We have some influencers that we work with as well. But all of this, the purchases are made online. We're starting to work with other larger online platforms to get the product on that as well, to just open up our presence and our opportunity that's out in the marketplace. And so those are some of the, you know, steps that we're working on now. And then we'll just continuously add to that. And I think that's where people, you know, struggle with marketing is they may try something like, oh, let's try to do some social media posts, you know, this week. And then they realize, okay, well, that didn't work. Look, nobody liked it. Well, that's not the way marketing works. So I always tell people, like, marketing is really a cumulative process. Yes, do your social media posts, but add to that and maybe put a couple dollars behind it and start, you know, boosting those posts or purchasing paid ads, and maybe add another layer to that and do some digital ads, and maybe add another layer to that and do some influencer marketing. So it's really that continuous effort of really piloting new strategies and also measuring the effectiveness of them. And then that way you can either switch them out or you can just keep going with what you've set forth to do.
Right. So you mentioned that you're running marketing for cannabis brands. So we actually had somebody on our podcast that runs one of those brands, and it's always very difficult with Facebook and Instagram and different social media platforms can be, you know, either hiding content or banning content. So how do you work with, you know, through those challenges of if you're posting on social media and if they're restricting some of the content because it is cannabis?
It's true. That is something that's been very challenging since day one. It continues to be challenging. It'll still, I think, until it's like federally, you know, accepted, that will continuously be a challenge. There are sometimes ways to say things without saying things that would allow, you know, companies to be able to market their products in ways that could be done, but that also takes it's not a real direct sell. It's not like, hey, I've got this, you know, these products, the cannabis products that I want to sell, or that these, you know, whatever the case may be, it has to be altered in a way that can get pushed through some of these platforms, because they do get flagged quickly. You know, they have AI and algorithms that do that immediately. And then you have to go back and fight, which can take a long time, you know, and some accounts get shut down, and that can be even more challenging and more difficult for companies to build their brand. So, you know, being careful, especially on the cannabis side, is important, and making sure you understand a lot of the regulations that these software platforms have before you go out into the market and push your cannabis brand out there.
And so how do you use technology in your business? Like, how do you manage and how do you stay up to date with all the latest trends and all the latest technology?
Yeah, so there's a lot of technology out there. There's technology to do digital advertising. There's technology to do project management. There's technology, you know, some companies use even Google or Microsoft platforms. I mean, there are a multitude of different, you know, technologies that are being used. There's CRM systems. Some companies offer it all integrated. Others, you have to buy like six different platforms. You know, and for us, some of ours are integrated and then some of them are not. So depending on what the needs are, so on the, you know, project management side, we have something that specifically does that and ties into our systems. And then, you know, on the billing side, some of that ties into that. So creating an integrated solution or technology solution is obviously valuable as long as everything talks to each other, right? The minute it doesn't talk to each other, then you're just basically having multitude of different platforms. So we have to just stay on top of it. I mean, we have to stay on top. Marketing is forever changing. It's not like buying a box of crackers. I mean, it's changing. It's constantly changing. And we have to be ready for those changes and just expect that they're going to change and be open to those changes. You know, you think about like social media, when that really first took off, people are like, I'm not doing Facebook, or I'm not doing any of this stuff. This stuff's crazy. And it was the younger demographics that were really embracing it that pushed the other demographics to, excuse me, to engage. And I think that that's the piece that we have to really take a look at is some of these platforms that are really taking off, that are really here to stay. You have to start using them. You have to start learning about them when they're here, not when it's like too late. You know, sometimes we have clients that are like, I think it's time, you know, like years later, I think it's time for us to get on, you know, Facebook or on Instagram or some of these other things. No, we should, you know, this should be done like years ago. Definitely, it's important to kind of keep your eye out on what's out there and really, because you never know if it will take off or it will just fall flat, right? But you definitely have to stay on top of it.
First, what would you say in your current tech sec right now that you wish, you know, could be improving? You mentioned, you know, software integrations. Is that more those lines? Or I guess, like, where do you think that technology could be improved in your business or just life in general?
Yeah, I think definitely technology, AI is now a huge factor, you know, in what we do. And I think that that will continue to improve the flow between a multitude of different platforms. But I think, to your point, Dan, is making sure that those systems, depending on, you know, what type of company you have, like, are integrated to the best of its abilities, whether it's accounting software, it's project management software, it's an office suite, it's a CRM system, it's a, you know, cybersecurity system, whatever the case may be. If the more that's all tied in, it's the more integrated it is, the easier it is to use and the more app people will use it. Because we have clients that have Salesforce and then they have Zoho and then they also use an Excel data sheet. So I think it's making sure you figure out, okay, this is what we want to use, and then using that.
So how do you use AI in your business? How do you manage like everything and use AI in advancement of your like business and in enhancing it?
That's a great question. So we do use it to sometimes uncover information that we're trying to gain insight on if the information is updated enough through the AI platforms. Sometimes they're not. So you have to be careful of that. You know, it can help craft content in some cases, but it's not always accurate, right? So it might provide like a starter for something, but not necessarily the final product at the end. So as far as being able to use it as sort of a starting point can be really valuable in getting like thoughts out that maybe a person might not be in the mood to get all their thoughts out. They know what they want to say, but AI is already ready and knows what it needs to say based on what's out there for research currently. So I think to use it as a potential foundation for your final can be of value.
Sure. So what'd you say is the top priority for your business in the next 3 to 6 months?
I mean, growth is always a priority, you know, making sure we're keeping our clients happy, making sure we're giving them the latest technologies, making sure that we're providing them marketing strategies and insights that align really well with their business, because every business is different. Every business has a set of target markets that they want to go after, and every business has strategies that they have put into place, whether they work or not. You know, we have to evaluate that and making sure that they're choosing the right marketing opportunities for their largest success. So we work with them on that. So I think from our perspective, it's A, making sure, you know, having us grow and obviously helping our clients grow. And then at the end of the day, you know, everybody's happy, right?
So what is the biggest piece of advice you wished you knew before starting your entrepreneurship journey?
Yeah, I would say the largest piece of advice, if somebody said, hey, if you get down or if, you know, you feel like you just like have had enough and you're like done, just let it go. Like just don't worry about it. Just move on. Try to stay focused on the future and not necessarily, although they tell you to live in the now, sometimes you just gotta think about the future to move along and move through that process. So I think you're always going to have challenges. You'll have the wins and the losses. You'll have, you know, the sales and the lost sales, and you'll have all these different scenarios. You'll just have challenges along the way. And it's, if you can just move through those challenges as sort of gracefully and as smoothly as possible, it's just easier on the other end.
So how have you been able to move through those challenges and stay resilient throughout your career?
I would say, I mean, I think everybody does things differently. Like sometimes I use problems to use, you know, work with my staff to help move through challenges that require additional people. Sometimes I move through them by myself. And it's just really a matter of analyzing what those are and coming up with solutions that would be the best or that makes sure that everybody is especially if it involves multitude of people, you know, making sure everybody's satisfied and it addresses as many needs as possible and being as fair and obviously ethical as possible. So we have some pretty standards with high standards in the company as far as business ethics are concerned and integrity and authenticity. And I think if we stay true to some of those values, it gets easier to move through some of these larger challenges that we have.
Okay, so if we were to chat with you in 1 year, what would you like for your business to be? What things you want for your business in 1 year? What you want to improve and what you want your business to be in 1 year?
Yeah, I would say in probably a year. I mean, I think if we integrated more technologies that would allow for more of a marketing engine for ourselves and our clients, because sometimes that can be challenging when you're dealing with the different types of clients, is finding like the right engine that puts it all together. I think that would be a huge opportunity and success. So I would like to see that. And obviously growth, like I had mentioned earlier, and just having kind of a really happy, satisfied team that likes to get work done and really likes to work on behalf of our clients. So that's kind of my key, making sure our clients are happy, then I'm happy, you know, our staff's happy. So we want to make sure that they stay focused in on those types of things. It's pretty simple, really.
So if somebody wanted to reach out to you or your business, what's the best way for somebody to get in touch with you or to find your companies, if you can share like a website, email, some social media, etc.?
Sure. So again, my name is Linda Fanaris. I like to spell it because it's always misspelled, but it's F as in Frank, A-N-A-R-A-S. And it's Millennium Agency. So if you just typed in like Millennium Agency in Boston, you probably, or just type in my name, you'll find our company. And you can email me directly at lfanaris, again, it's F-A-N-A-R-A-S, at mill.agency. And that's it. There's no .com or anything. It's just lfanaris@mill.agency. And you can get directly in touch with me or definitely feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, Linda, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully we can chat again in 1 year as you guys keep growing and scaling your businesses.
That sounds great, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.